Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. More than 1,000 youth are expected to compete in one of three Kentucky Junior Livestock Expos this summer. Kentucky Division of Shows and Fairs Director Chris Cottle says expos have already taken place at Morehead and Murray State Universities, with the final expo taking place at Western Kentucky University July 20th and 21st.
The expos basically are a two-day event specifically geared towards our 4-H and FFA youth livestock exhibitors. The first day consists of livestock judging contests and skillathon contests. Also, we have clinics to help give pointers on how to judge. And then we have a banquet that evening for recognizing those winners, how they scored that day.
Cottle says the second day gets the competitors in the show ring. The
second day consists of showing livestock, with showmanship competition being first, and then actually judging the animals after that on the second day. So it's a five-species event. Over 1,000 folks will attend these, along with parents and children and traveling. But it's a two-day event, and it's worth every minute of it.
He adds the second day of events is sometimes called organized chaos.
We have our exhibitors that show beef cattle, dairy cattle, swine, sheep, and goats. So all those five species, those kids showing those five, show at the expo, and we have all five shows going on at the same time.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Cottle says youth livestock exhibitors are competing for more than just prize money.
The unique thing about the five species, it leads into our round robin competition. And the round robin is a one-of-a-kind event because the best showmen of each species compete against one another and go and show all five species, and the best of the best, whoever comes out on top of that, is our round robin winner of that particular expo.
He adds there's always a special award provided by Commissioner of Agriculture, Ryan Quarles.
It's based upon how well they did in skillathon the first day, judging, showmanship, and how their highest animal placed. And whoever comes out on top of that wins the belt buckle on behalf of Commissioner Quarles.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.